Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Truly it is a blessing to come to you again with what thus saith the Lord. Today we would like to start a three-part series entitled Falling on the Rock Before the Rock Falls on You. We would like to first start our series off with reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 42 to 45. Matthew chapter 21, verse 42 to 45. And it reads as follows. It says, Jesus saith unto them, Did ye never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected? The same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that they spoke of him. Wow, what a powerful reading that was of God's word. God's word tells us that the builders rejected Jesus Christ. The builders were the Jews, God's chosen people. They rejected the stone which was Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. God has given us his Son so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You see, Jesus Christ paid the price for our sins on the cross. You know, Jesus Christ redeemed us from sin. And that is the word that we want to concentrate on this time, is redemption. What is redemption? Redemption means winning back to free from captivity of payment by ransom. Jesus Christ paid the penalty for our sins on that cross when he bled and died for our sins. And all who put their faith and trust in him will be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. That's what we're talking about, redemption. And we see that Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone of our Christian faith. And that's what the Bible talked about. It was the stone which the builders rejected, and the same is the head of the corner. And that corner, a cornerstone, brings two walls together, and then it is the pivotal point of that building, that if you remove the cornerstone, everything comes crumbling down. And that's what it is with our Christian faith. If you remove Jesus, there is no faith. There is no Christianity. But we as Christians know that that chief cornerstone is Jesus Christ. And we come to him and we fall upon that rock and we're broken. And when we do that, the Lord God saves us from our sins. We must be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Don't let Jesus be your stumbling block. I want you to know that you can get to heaven no other way. Works won't get it there. Paying your tithes, being baptized, all that stuff is good, but it will not get you to heaven. You simply get to heaven by trusting in the finished works of what Jesus Christ did on the cross. You must be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. So tune in next time as we cover repentance. Thank you and come again.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.